Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your home day installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is Wednesday, the 15th of February, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, if you're sick of Skype, you've got an alternative now, thanks to Amazon. It's called Amazon Chime. And it is exactly what Skype is. It's a video conferencing service from Amazon Web Services. Amazingly, it is cross-platform. It's going to work on Windows, it works on macOS, iOS, and Android. And they're promising it's going to be a much better experience than you've ever had on Skype. Yeah, we'll see. They're promising easier screen sharing on the Chime, and also much less lag in your video. Hey, as long as this is like Skype before Microsoft bought them, you might have a winner on your hands, Amazon. Hey, speaking of those folks over there at Microsoft, remember back in October of last year, Outlook.com was beta? Well, now they're ready to start charging you for beta. That's right, Microsoft has officially launched Outlook.com premium email service for $20 a year. Mind you, though, that $20, if you think is, I don't want to pay that, well, you don't definitely want to pay $50 because that's what it's going to be after March. Now, just like the beta, Outlook.com premium users will be able to create 5 personal email addresses, and you can do that with a new domain or a domain you already own. Microsoft says they'll buy domains on behalf of users, and new domains are free for the first year. Aye, nah, nice. Of course, after that first year, you're going to get charged. Aha, Facebook. The ever-changing landscape of our newsfeed continues to do so. This time, it has to do with video. How are you thinking? Well, they've already kind of done that, especially with videos. They automatically play, they eat up our bandwidth, and it pisses us off when we get our bill. But at least there's no sound with those videos when they autoplay. Yeah, not anymore. Seems now the audio of videos will now fade in as you're scrolling through your feed. However, though, Facebook is promising that if your phone is in silent mode, say you're in the middle of a conference or something, you don't anybody know you're looking at Facebook, your video audio will also be silent. Now, if you're like me and thinking, I don't want this at all, well, yes, you're going to have to go and turn it off by yourself because it will be set on default when they implement this. And chances are they'll probably make getting to that setting to turn it off a pain in the ass. Other things they're going to be introducing are larger previews for vertical videos, a picture-in-picture mode for videos so you can watch and continue scrolling at the same time, and if you just can't get enough of the Facebook video action, there's going to be an app for Facebook video coming to smart TVs pretty soon too. And finally, if you're one of the nostalgic people out there, you know, say, yeah, I kind of love that new little NES Nintendo thingy, or I'm getting back into vinyl records. You know, these kind of things. If you just love your old technology, then you're definitely going to want to hop on board for this. You remember that Nokia 3310 phone? Yeah, that very iconic cell phone that you could do anything with it and it just wouldn't die? It's coming back! According to reports over there at VentureBeat, HMD Global, which, by the way, is the company that's licensed to do Nokia stuff now, will be announcing a relaunch of the classic 3310 phone at the Mobile World Congress. And those of you thinking out there, well, it must be updated, color screen, all this stuff, able to surf the net. Nope. This is all retro tech, promising it will be just like the original. That be except probably the price. Allegedly, we're hearing about $60 here and there for the new phone. So if you're feeling nostalgic and you don't need a phone with a camera and you just need to text and call, Nokia is here to your rescue. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is our website. You always hear me talk about it. Why don't you get on over there, get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts, check out our blog and a review section while you're over there too. And of course, if it's easier, you can find all of our wonderful podcasts on iTunes as well. Our Facebook page, always there for your enjoyment. Get on over there and like it. British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And of course, our Slack room. Get on over there and hang out with us. It's at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back on Friday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely, wonderful hump day. And thank you very much for listening.